7 o'clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Hey, how's your Monday started out so far with everybody? Hope everybody had a good weekend. Looks like the weather's nice out there today. Wish we had some moisture. Let's check out some stuff going on. Looks like Buffalo, Oklahoma is the hot spot right now at 81 degrees. Hollis, you're at 78. Shamrock, Texas. And Wheeler, you guys are at 77 also. 80 degrees at Hobart, home of the Hobart Stockyards. 79 at Weatherford. 79 at Putnam, home of B&L Red Angus, Benji and Lori White. And 78 at Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell. Well, anyway, I'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma Long Ranger forecast coming up for you and later on, and also your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for Southwest Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle. Well, it was an uneventful weekend, I think, for me, for the most part. Sandy and I are getting ready to move from our present location. We're packing and are gathering up stuff to get ready to start packing. Lost one of my fall calvers, lost a calf on her. I've been checking them every other day, and I went out Friday to check her and found her over there and got her up. She was semi-paralyzed, never found the calf, wasn't no blood on her or nothing, but since she was already paralyzed and her bag hadn't been messed with by a calf, I never did find the calf. But I checked her again this morning and yesterday, and she's doing fine. She's still kind of little bit of paralyzation, if you want to call it, going on with her, but she's doing fine. She's eating and walking and drinking, so everything's good there. Saturday afternoon, went down, I had a safety fault go off on my pivot down by granite where the corn is. Went down there to check it out, found out what it was, and had a tire come off, and it went a whole round without that tire. And finally that tire, it was pushing it in front of it, I guess, and it came off and jammed the wheel up and made the front axle dig in a little bit, not too bad, but it shut it down before it dug down too deep and got that shut off. But I'm done watering the corn anyway. It looks good. Hopefully here in 2 to 3, 4 weeks, we'll know what it makes. It looks really good. No worms, no insect problems going on with corn. It looks good. It's starting to turn a little bit. The raccoons are really enjoying their smorgasbord they got going on down there. But other than that, it looks good. I'll post pictures of the corn here on our Facebook page this afternoon. If you want to take a look at it, what it looks like. It looks like I had a really good pollination for the most part. The majority of the ears were filled all the way to the tips, and some of the tips weren't. But the biggest part looks pretty good. And then my landlord, he was moving the hay I baled last week. Got to get it tested and make sure it was brown millet. And it was in the mature stage, but we had some dry weather come up before we can get it. A lot of dry weather come up before I could get it cut. But it's doing, made 19 acres, made over 50 bales, so it did pretty good. It wasn't quite 3 bales an acre, but it was close. Got that done. And then yesterday, no major news going on to the farm and stuff. I will tell you that I looked at the long Lone Ranger, and looks like towards the middle of the end of next week our chances of rain come in. So we'll just keep a good eye on that and see what happens. Hopefully it does come in. And then also one of my secret snitches let me know this morning that down towards Fort Cobb, down in Caddo County and down in there, they are digging peanuts. Peanuts are being dug up, and I think I've heard rumors around here in Beckham County that maybe some digging going on around here towards the end of this week. It's that time of the year. It's looking good. And then I got, yeah, I figured you was listening. Anyway, I didn't want to call you an informant. I just wanted to call you a snitch. But anyway, our text line is open. The Today in Ag text line is open at 580-225-9697. Got any comments? Let me know what's going on in your area as far as agriculture. And I did get a Snapchat yesterday from over there around the Dale High area. They fired up the cotton machines and getting them ready to go. And here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to start a series here on our show about different things to get ready for cotton stripping and picking, however you want to do it. I'm not a cotton farmer, so I know a lot of cotton farmers, and I'm around a lot of cotton farmers, but their version of technology and my version is two different things. So we'll just say we're going to, Spencer Smith with 4Ag here is going to be coming on the show once a week and talking about different things you can get ready with your machinery to get ready for the cotton harvest time. And I might get lucky and ask one of my friends that farms peanuts if they want to come on and talk about the different things they got to get ready. They're a two-step process. They got to get the diggers ready, and then the peanuts will lay around a week or whatever. Just depends on temperature and what's going on outside in the weather, how long they got to leave them, let them lay. And then I guess it's actually a three-step process. Second step will be actually the harvest of the peanuts, and then baling the hay up. And so anyway, it's getting ready to get busy. A lot of guys are still planting in their wheat. We got a deadline, October 15th, to get your crop in the ground and for your NAP and insurance purposes. Got that deadline. It's got to be in the ground by midnight, October the 15th. Also, if you didn't get your cattle off the CRP, when the emergency grazing deadline was last Thursday, you better hurry up before the FSA offices start checking the satellites and making sure you got your cattle off of there. I'm just kidding, but they needed to be off. So get them off there. And but all kinds of other, we already got a text message going on. I wonder who this is from. All right. Well, I'll put it out there. I don't know anybody. First, we got to get it made up, but here's a gentleman that's wanting to buy a couple loads of peanut hay. If anyone has any for sale, I got his number here. I'll take a picture of it. I know most of the peanut farmers around here, if they're listening, I'm pretty sure they're either going to keep it or they're going to already got it sold in advance. But we'll check around. Check back with me when I start talking more heavily about harvesting the peanuts, and that'll keep it fresh on the mind because we're still a couple weeks away from getting any nuts in the bin there. And appreciate your text in there. Also coming up October the 18th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Sayre Farmers Co-op in Sayre, Oklahoma, right there on 6th Street, there'll be a feeder calibration day. Bring your feeders or your cake boxes and have them test it for feeding accuracy. All feeders must be functional. So don't bring that one you put out in the pasture a year ago and think you're going to get it evaluated. But it needs to be functional and in working order to be evaluated. The OSU Extension staff will be on hand to answer questions on supplementing your cow herd. For more information, call Mr. Greg Hartman at the Beckham County OSU Extension office, 580-928-2139. So that'd be pretty cool. You know, this high as feed is this year. This is not the year to be thinking you're putting down enough or you're not putting down enough or whatever. So, man, just go by there and say hi to the Dixon and Greg and them guys and just check it out. Get your. I don't think it's all that difficult to calibrate your feeder box, but check it out. and get it done and maybe save some money. Do I need a pivot tire? This has got to be from Blair, Oklahoma. Is this text from Blair, Oklahoma? Text me back. Tell me this is you. I don't recognize your number, but easily you have something to say to me, and I'm looking back. Anyway, yeah, if it's you, I probably will, because you are the guy that I was going to call. But I'm going to take it off for you because I don't want you running over my corn. So anyway, thank you very much. But anyway, when we come back, we'll go over some of the markets, see what happened over the weekend. The cattle market is, oh, no, T&W Tire. Sorry, I had you mixed up. Yeah, probably will. I got to take it off. And I work right across the road from you, so I might as well bring it in here. Anyway, the gentleman from Blair Tire, he's always making comments to me on the show. That's why I didn't recognize the number. Anyway, we'll get that going. And just got a set of tires from you the other day from a feed truck. So we'll get that going. We'll talk about the cattle market. We'll talk about the grains market, all kinds of things going on. And I know some of you have, but not all of you have been keeping up with these waters of the USA and their EPA. There's a major deal going on in the Supreme Court today. I want to talk to you about that because the EPA is trying to infringe in on our water rights. And if you don't think it won't happen to you, you're wrong. We got a lot of water around here, and it's just between these last three presidents we had, starting with President Obama, President Trump, and our present president, really don't know what they're after. It's crap. So I'll cover that later on in the show. But be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. Drew Kopp here to go over your Elk City Livestock Auction Report for Friday, September 23rd. 1,944 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 390 brought 193. 6 at 442 brought 208. 5 at 538 brought 182. 9 at 616 brought 178. 6 at 666 brought 156. 3 at 705 brought 153. 8 at 734 brought 172.50. 3 head of heifers at 297 brought 183. 5 at 501 brought 154.50. 7 at 564 brought 156, 4 at 573 brought 146, 5 at 603 brought 146, 4 at 628 brought 154, 11 at 778 brought 160. Butcher cows were 1 to 96, butcher bulls brought 69 to 116.50, bred cows were 800 to 1310, pairs brought 850 to 1760. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Myself, I'm fourth generation customer there at First National Bank. You get a lot of loyal customers there at First National because we don't change a lot. This is who we are. You can come in and talk to us if you have a difficult situation, and we're going to do what we can to get you through it. And right now in this economy, that's a big plus to have in a bank, somebody that will roll with you, because right now you're rolling with the punches. Everybody is. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see what's anything major changing going on. We got... not really. Temperatures are kind of holding steady right where they are here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center in the studio. 76.6 degrees. Humidity is 24. The winds are out of the south. Let's see what the winds are doing across our area. Yep. At the Elk City Mezzanet out here, I think it's west of town. It might be south of town. South winds 15 miles an hour with wind gust up to 20 with low humidity, so our ground just continues to dry out, as bad as I hate to say that. All right, let's check out what's happening with the grain markets real quick. Corn for December is just steady, firm, 677 a bushel. March is 684 and May 684. Soybeans for November, they're up 6, 1370. January's up 5.6 at 1381. March is up 660 at what was that? Where'd it go? There it goes. Come back up. 1390. Soybean meal, October, $402.80. December is $401.70. Soybean meal for January is $399.40 short ton. Soybean oils, October, $66.49. December is $63.36 and $62.52 for January. Hard red winter wheat is $9.94. It's up. March is $9.89, up also. And even oats are up. Man, they March just hit the $4 mark. December's at $3.99 and March is at $4.02. Cotton is creeping back up again, but still pretty low for what it's been all year. December's 84 cents a pound and March is 83 cents. And then since he just ticked in chasing water, old Bill Dance out there, is his sugar crop is in the red today. It's under 18 cents. And matter of fact, if you don't get it sold before next May, you're not even going to get 17 cents there, Mr. Bill Dance. Speaking of Bill Dance, I don't know how many of you guys follow me on Facebook, my personal page, but this morning, I seen it last night, there was an article on a couple of walleye fishermen up there at Lake Erie got a little bit of trouble yesterday. Matter of fact, I don't see how that one guy that got in trouble stood there with such a straight face and listen to him. I guess this walleye association, it's the big trails that they got them. They suspected that they'd been cheating and they'd won over $300,000 this summer on the walleye trail, and they were in a boat. They get big old fancy $50,000 or $60,000 Ranger walleye fishing boat. They'd won that. Well, yesterday was the championship and they were next to the last to be weighed in, and I guess the event manager, coordinator, boss, whatever, director, whatever you want to call him, he was the one over there. And what gave it away is during the summer, this time of the year, walleye in Lake Erie usually are averaging 4 to 5 pounds a piece. Well, theirs was coming in between 6 and 8 pounds, so he suspected something was going on, and he got over there and opened up a few of them and found 12 ounce fishing weights in them, and a couple of the fish they had stuffed full of walleye fillets. to make them weigh more, and it was all on camera. You get a chance, it's all over Facebook this morning. You get a chance, check it out. It was a pretty bad deal. So, and that's a felony. So these guys, they're in trouble. That's all I can say. But I don't get that. I just don't know why people have to cheat. I mean, I know there's a lot of money. I guess the money is the reason why they got to cheat. And so they're in trouble, and they got disqualified. And I was telling the guys this morning at the round table there at Sayre that I was helped with a squirrel hunting contest in Kansas City with Cabela's. It's been about 10 years ago. And sure enough, $5,000-$10,000 involved in grand prize for the squirrel hunting contest. Met there on a Saturday morning at Bonner Springs, Kansas, checked everybody in, told them how many gray squirrels they had to have and how many red squirrels they had to have. And lo and behold, I was helping the manager at Cabela's do the weigh-in. We felt something funny on a couple of the red squirrels and found 1-ounce lead weights in each one of them. It was a max limit of 10. 7 red squirrels and 3 gray squirrels was the deal that they had to turn in. And so we disqualified them, and sure enough, we had to disqualify second place because they took a syringe and needle and injected the squirrels full of water to make them weigh more, because weight was how you won the contest. And what sad thing about that was the second place winners we disqualified, this guy and his kid, he's 10 years old, I remember this so much, like it happened yesterday. I don't know if the kid's seen his dad doing this or not. It don't matter. But how discouraging is that, that you enter a squirrel hunting contest with your dad and get disqualified because your dad cheated? So it's pretty sad deal. But anyway, I guess it is what it is. All right. Cash grain prices at the elevators in Texas and Oklahoma. Hard red winter wheat today is at $9.44 a bushel. It's up a little bit. Corn's at $7.69. Milo's at $7.04. And soybeans are at $13.39. So we got that going on. Well, let's see what caused all this commotion all weekend. Been 3 whole days. A lot of things can happen over the weekend. Wheat and corn futures were higher in overnight trading, while soybeans were a little changed. The Department of Agriculture, USDA that is, on Friday said all wheat production in 2022 rose less than 1% year over year to 1.65 billion bushels, as yield was offset by fewer harvested acres. And we all know what caused that. The average yield was 46.5 bushels an acre, and that was up from 44.3 bushels a year earlier, but the harvest area dropped from 4% to 35.5 million acres, so it was down 4% from last year. Production was well below the government's August outlook of 1.783 billion bushels and forecast by analysts polled by Rutgers, who were expecting 1.778 billion bushels. Winter wheat production came in at 1.1 million bushels versus 1.19 million last year. Hard red winter wheat output was reported at 531 million bushels, missing expectations of the 573. Soft red production was 337 million, well below expectations of the 379. White winter wheat production was 236 million bushels. That was way behind the forecast of 238 million bushels. And the spring output was 482 billion, or not billion, but million. And that was down from the 514 expected. Stockpiles at the beginning of September was mixed, with corn well below forecast, soybeans above projections, and wheat on par with estimates. Corn stocks on September 1st was reported at 1.377 billion. The government said missing the forecast in a separate poll, 1.512 billion bushel. Soybean inventories came in at 274 million bushels, well above the 242 expected. Wheat stockpiles, 1.776. And that was exactly what was in the forecast. Hey, they got something right. That's cool. Wheat futures for December delivery jumped 10.5 cents to $9.32 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures gained 11 cents to 10.02 cents a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery rose 6.25 to $6.83¾ a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery fell a quarter penny to $13.65½ a bushel. Soy meal dropped $1.50 to $4.01.50 a short ton, while soybean oil rose 0.45 cents to $62.01. Well, man, I ain't took my allergy pill and it started running as soon as the show started. How about this weather? Yesterday it was chilly. This morning somebody said it was 41 in Sayre. I just didn't check this morning, but it was pretty chilly. But it is bow season. What better weather for bow season? And evening, night, you can have a little bonfire. Everything's going good. So fall is slowly getting here. Dry weather will lead to extreme fire dangers in parts of eastern Nebraska and western Iowa today, according to the National Weather Service. Fire danger is expected to reach in the very high category across most of the area between noon right now and 6 p.m. tonight. The high risk for fire will be highest in these areas with dry grass or dry crop fields. Further north, extremely cold weather is forecast for parts of Wisconsin. I'm pretty sure it's pretty chilly there where them two guys weighed in those walleye with weights in them. Widespread frost and potentially a hard freeze may hit the area Thursday or Friday. There's also potential for a hard freeze Friday and Saturday. So, man, it's getting here. It's slowly getting here. When I come back, we'll talk about some cattle, and later on I'll talk I got all kinds of stuff on cattle, but I got the Texas Direct Hay Report from my friends out in the Texas Panhandle, see what's happening there. And also I wanted to talk about what's happening at the Supreme Court today. It's a high interest to all of us, especially people that have ponds, creeks, rivers, or irrigation systems in their area. So be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 26, 2,176 head were sold, 7 head of steers at 463, brought 197, 6 at 493, brought 179, 8 at 579, brought 168, 14 at 644, brought 151.50, 27 at 805, brought 173.50, 46 at 851, brought 169.75, 7 at 930, brought 165, 18 head of heifers at 372, brought 164, 4 at 413, brought 170, 8 at 484, brought 157, 5 at 540, brought 159, 23 at 592, brought 167, 12 at 678, brought 166, 16 at 803, brought 155. Butcher cows were 22 to 86.50, butcher bulls brought 45 to 112.50. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
The one thing that I love more than anything is when I have a patient in the chair and they're like, wow, nobody has ever told me that before. It's just taking the time to explain things. I am the biggest dental nerd you'll ever meet because I love going to classes, so I'm always focused and dedicated to continuing education. I do all your general dentistry stuff. I also do implants. I do ortho, and I've just had lots of patients like, wow, nobody has ever told me this before. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
jamiecameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Jamie Cameron DDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we're back. Man, I can't believe my boss hasn't showed up. You know, the guy that invented the Gabe gadget in here, he's still kind of, I don't know, healing up from Saturday. But anyway, maybe he'll show up here later on in the show and give his opinion on what happened Saturday. But we'll see what goes on here when he shows back up. All right, let's see what's happening with the cattle. It's not good as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's not bad, but it's going backwards. But today, the live cattle, the futures and stuff, everything's back in the green a little bit. It's coming up. October live cattle, 144.77, up 1.5. December, 148.05, up 1. February, 151.70, up 1 also, and 105 to be exact. And April's same thing, 155.35, up 1.05. Feeder cattle for October, up 110 at 175.27. November's at 175.97. Lean hogs, October, they're also in the green today, 89.87. December, 77.87. And February, 80.15. So we'll check that out. All right, here we go. Let's check out what happened in Texas and Oklahoma last weekend. In Texas, compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $2 to $6 lower. Trade activity was light to moderate on moderate demand. Unweaned and non-vaccinated calves taking a heavier discount. We've been talking about that for 2 weeks as we move into the cooler fall months. They really want them to be weaned and vaccinated so they can buy them, basically. Slaughter cow and bulls were $1 to $2 lower. Cattle supply for feeder was over 600 pounds, was at 60%. In Texas, total receipts last week was 5,586 head. Last week, there was 5,726. And then this time last year, 6,500 head was sold through there. Just go through a couple of deals here. Let's compare these 572 weights that were winged. Was bringing up to $1.83. Unwinged at 630 was bringing $1.66. And wing 623 weights, $1.80. So there is 11, almost 12 cents a pound difference. So $12 a hundred weight difference. Down here in the 700 pound range in the Texas report shows 730 weights, winged $1.7525, and 708 unwinged was $1.66. So there you go. 9-10 cents difference. And then they had some 900 pounds that were fleshy, only brought $1.45. 850, big load of 844 heads, like 214 or big lot of them, brought $1.64.50 was the high end. Skipping on down here to big state of Oklahoma. All right, also I might as well say this, my Sooners didn't do too good, but the Cowboys look good. But you all got to get through Kansas University. So Rock Chalk Jayhawks. But anyway, Red River Shootout's coming up this Saturday. So anyway, everybody get ready. It could go either way. Compared to last week in Oklahoma, feeder steers are $5 to $10 lower. Heifers $6 to $12 lower. Demand was moderate to good. Steer calves $5 to $10 lower. Heifer calves $4 to $9 lower. Demand moderate for calves. Summer temperatures held on till the very last day of the season. Fall-like temperatures are expected this week, hoping moisture will accompany those lower temperatures. And I sure hope so. We all do. We need rain in a bad way. Slaughter cows, $3 to $7 lower. Slaughter bulls, steady to $3 lower. Packer demand moderate is continued. Heavy supplies are now having a downward effect on the market. Supply last week in Oklahoma, 81% feeder cattle, 17% slaughter cattle, 2% replacement cattle. Feeder cattle supply over 600 pounds was at 42%. 38,112 head were sold at the sale barns last week, compared to 31,385 the week before. 27,482 head was sold this time last year. Check out some stuff here. We had some, this is quite considerable. Some 324 pounders brought that were unwinged brought 215, but some that were winged weighed 320 brought 235. Quite a bit of difference there. Unwinged 385s, buck 80, 426 was bringing up to 204 winged. And stroll on down here into the 500 pound range, get this over with. And we got some 575s bringing up to $1.97, average 183, and then some 570s that were unwinged, $1.69. So that's a lot of, there's 15 cents difference there between winged and unwinged. A month ago it didn't matter, but now it's mattering, especially with us not getting much rain going on. Quickly, we'll go over some the hay report for September 30th for Texas. Friends out there in the Texas Panhandle, compared to the last report, hay prices are steady to firm in all regions. Hay demand is mostly moderate. Rains in the southern and eastern regions have helped recover drought out pastures, but out here in the Texas Panhandle, the plains, we're going through the same thing we're going through here in western Oklahoma. The biggest issue is still finding trucking to move hay in and out from the state. Additionally, substitute forages such as hay grazer and cotton burrs are also in a short supply this year due to long periods without moisture and record heat. Let's see what they're talking about, what's going on with some hay prices. Alfalfa, large squares, 3x4s are bringing anywhere from $380 to $410 per ton. And Bermuda grass, premium, anywhere from $280 to $330 a ton, and that's for small squares. And they got, if you buy them by the bale, $10 to $14. This is for grass. $10 to $14 a small bale. And then large round bales are bringing anywhere from $208 to $240 per ton, and that's premium Bermuda grass. Large rounds in some area that's not very good, it's not premium, anywhere from $130 to $160 a ton. And then small squares on average hay, not premium hay, anyway, still doing pretty good, $235 to $275 a ton. How's that? All right. When I come back, we'll talk about, you know what I forgot? I forgot the northwestern Oklahoma and Texas, northeastern Texas forecast. Let's check it out real quick before I go to break. Sorry. It's pretty simple. It's no moisture in the forecast. It looks like we're going to be highs in the 80s all week. It's supposed to cool down a little bit starting Friday. 64 for a high. The bow hunters are going to be out in full force this weekend. Lows are going to be anywhere from 49 to 52, 55 degrees up until Friday. And then Friday night, lows are going to be around 41. But it looks like the temperatures recover over the weekend, with highs Saturday being around 71 and Sunday being around 79. All right. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle and see what's going on there. And we'll talk about the new judge, the Supreme Court judge that started today, hearing oral arguments on the waters of the USA. We'll see what happens with that. Be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
The semi that you drive or that your company owns helps you make a living. But supply chain issues mean you can't get a new one for a long time. So you've got to make the one you've got last longer.
I know several people that's trying to order new semis. They're over a year out, so people are having to keep the older ones running. Where a lot of bigger companies will trade trucks every couple years, whatever, just to stay in new ones. They're having to keep the older ones running longer because they can't get new ones. They're having to wait over a year to even, if they can even order a new one.
I'm Brody Rice, and I'm your diesel mechanic. Western Oklahoma's TDC Services. From the bumper to the mud flap, we will repair anything between, above, and below. From the TA truck stop on I-40 between Sarah and Elk City, 2.5 miles straight north on the east side of the road. Just call 580-729-0386. 729-0386.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
When it comes to your money, would you rather your financial advisor be passive or active?
Passive management means selling a product for commission, and it's just a lazy way of investing. It's buy and hold. If you want to get a little more service out of your investments or make your money work harder for you, we do a lot of active management. And active management simply means that if there's some underperforming assets in the portfolio, because we're working on a fee basis, we can go in there and actually extract those underperforming assets out of the portfolio and replace them with some that we think is going to perform a little bit better over the next year to year and a half. There was a position, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, just comes to mind, that we pulled some real estate stuff out of some of the portfolios and replaced them with some healthcare. That was something turned out in hindsight to be a good move.
Give Brian or Briley Bacca at Advanced Financial Strategies a call. We only do better if you do better. 323-6800. 323-6800. Or check out our website, retirewithbacca.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I went with the generic allergy pills. I'm not sure that it's working. Anyway, let's check it out. Forecast for southwestern Oklahoma, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden down there at the capital of Kiowa County, Hobart. Today, 83. Currently, it is 80. Winds are out of the south, 15 miles an hour with a gust up to 23. Humidity's 20%. Tomorrow, 83. Wednesday, 81. Thursday, 82. And Friday, 73. So there's 10 degrees difference between here and northwestern Oklahoma coming this Friday. So that's your forecast for the week. And I'm sorry, ain't no moisture in the forecast, but I think the flower is blooming for next week. So anyway, we'll get it out. Hey, I got a quick deal for you here. This Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, the races are back on here at the new Elk City Motorsports Park, brought to you by no other but KECO 96.5 FM. On Saturday night, the USRA Limited Modifieds and the Super Fast 360 Race Saver Sprint Cars will fight it out on the track for a $2,000 payout. Plus, USRA Mid-American Factory Stocks will tuner classes will compete in additional races. Then on Sunday afternoon, they'll have a 200-lap Enduro for $1,000. You're going to burn that much gas in 200 laps in a 100-lap tuner class race for a $500 payout. Located 1 mile south of Hutch's on Hutch's west side on Merritt Road and a quarter mile back west. Concessions will be available. Get some sideways this weekend. Coming up Saturday night, gates open at 5 p.m. and race starts at 7. Sunday afternoon, gates open at 1 and the races start at 4. If you need to find something more out, get on Elk City Motorsports Park Facebook page on Facebook. I have a family pack that I want to give away. Four of them, and they're good for Saturday and Sunday. So save some money there one more time. So my question is, and when you text it in to our Today in Ag text line, 580-225-9697, tell me you got to text your name in. If you don't text your name in, I'm not even going to consider you. Tell me who your favorite Today in Ag person is. Just name them off. It can be me. It could be anybody. All I want is a name of somebody that is your favorite person on Today in Ag. So anyway, text that in real quick. All right, let's check out what's happening with the waters of the United States. When the U.S. Supreme Court opens up its fall term today, which it has, a few things will be different. We have a new Lady Justice, Brown Jackson, will hear oral arguments for the first time as a Chief Justice or as a Justice, Supreme Court Justice, and the public will be allowed in the room for the first time since early 2020. The content of the term's first case, though, will be familiar to many of us who have followed federal water policy for the past several years. This case is a challenge to the definitions of waters of the United States, which wetlands the federal government can regulate under the Clean Water Act. The case brought by an Idaho couple could further restrict the environmental EPA's authority to regulate environmental protection, just as the last decisions by a conservative majority in the most recent term curbed at the agency's power to regulate greenhouse gases. Monday will be the first day Jackson joins the ritual of oral arguments in the chamber as one of the nine Supreme Court justices. Jackson, she's a Harvard grad school grad and former federal judge who grew up in Miami, took the oath of the office in June following an office heated Senate confirmation process. Well, I'm going to skip through all the politic craps, but get back to the water deal. The first oral arguments made under the new rules involved EPA's authority under the Clean Water Act to regulate waters of the United States. The 1972 law changed the criteria for what was constituted a federal protected waterway away from one that is navigable to any waters of the United States. The definition has shifted since the law was passed, and particularly as the last three presidential administrations have enacted rules to define it. In 2015, President Obama's administration issued a definition that some, especially Republicans, viewed as expanding federal jurisdiction. His successor, President Trump, took steps to loosen the definition in 2020, but a federal court vacated that move in 2021. I think everything was vacated in 2021. But last year, under Biden, the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers said they would interpret the phrase consistent with the pre-2015 definition while they worked on updating a more permanent version. a Supreme Court ruling will likely come before that rule is finalized. This Idaho couple, the Sacketts, owned a parcel of land near Priest Lake in the state's panhandle. Their land is within 30 feet of the lake. The EPA has claimed that that parcel is within its jurisdiction to regulate as a navigable waterway, and the Sacketts disagree. The Sacketts are among many farmers and other private landowners seeking a reprieve from federal regulation of wetlands on their property. A federal appeals court last year ruled in favor of the federal agency, but the Supreme Court's decision to hear the case could mean it will overturn the lower court's ruling. Man, a text line lit up. Let's see if I'm favored or if they got somebody else, because I know that's why I got Jimmy Clark. Uh-oh. Yep. No, I got seven Jimmy Clarks. Well, here we go. Looks like Ronnie Webb was the first one to text in, and I'll have four tickets for you up front with your name on it. And we'll give away some more tickets tomorrow, so be listening. I'll come up with a really good question. So you might need to listen to the whole show, but I'll try to get it out a little bit earlier for you on that. But anyway, thank you for all that's participated. Got 9, 10, 11 texts in. Good deal. At least somebody's listening to me out there. Either that or you just want to go to the stock car races really bad. But anyway, congratulations again. Ronnie, there's some stories that we didn't get to cover last week, especially on Ian's Hurricane Ian's deal. It will have an impact on fertilizer, according to this short article. It made the landfall, and they closed their facility there in Florida for at least all this week, and that was a big hurricane. It did a lot of damage. So anyway, they think this hurricane is going to shorten their third quarter revenue by almost $60 million. They make phosphate down there in Florida, and we'll see what happens. You never know. Maybe a reason why they jacked the prices of phosphate up for us, people that hadn't put it down yet. Also, water levels in key locations along the Mississippi River are at or below the low water threshold. The issue may worsen in the coming weeks with a dry forecast. Low river levels reduce the number of barges able to access the U.S. Gulf. And if you guys remember, a lot of our fertilizer comes on barges up the Mississippi and then comes up the Arkansas to Tulsa to a hub there. So there's no telling what's getting ready to happen with fertilizer, just getting it or even the cost. We'll see what happens. But also, the EPA, speaking of them, denied a legal petition for environmental groups requesting additional approval requirements for insecticide-coated seeds. EPA's response denying the petition stated that it would continue to review labeling instructions for pesticides registered for seed treatment. And a lot of your corn is done that way, and Milo, and I'm sure other ones, to ensure these instructions are complete for the seeds ultimately coated with these biocides. There's also, you've probably seen news articles flash here and there, the Asian longhorn tick has now been confirmed in 18 states. Ticks are always a concern for humans and animals, but this little invasive creature is making itself known. The longhorn tick can colonize quickly on animals and kill them, all because the male isn't needed for reproduction. The female can clone itself, creating thousands of offspring. And I heard that they found some in northern Missouri, so it's not that far away. So we'll keep you updated on any reports of that, but you probably ought to be looking out. And another cool thing that come across, one of the things I didn't get to cover last week, is the Northeastern Regional Correction Center in Minnesota unveiled its new $2 million meat processing plant that spans 5,200 square feet. Residents have been processing meat at the facility for decades, but there has been a strong push for from local legislatures for an upgraded meat facility since the mid-2010s. About a third of the meat products go towards feeding the correctional residents there. In other words, the prisoners there. The rest goes out into the community. That's pretty cool because, you know, I'm big on using local processors. We have a bunch of wonderful. We got Thomas, Canoe, Burns Flat, Sayre, Altus, Shamrock. I'm missing some. I know Wheeler. We got all kinds of local processors nowadays. So, you know, Christmas is not that far away. And if you want to buy your kids some meat, right now would be a great time to think about getting them a quarter or half a beef. And there's plenty of producers around here to you can buy meat off of to get them butchered locally. So, anyway, let's get her done. Anyway, that's the end of the show today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And appreciate everybody participating in the stock car race ticket giveaway. I'll have some more tomorrow. Anyway, you guys have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.